Robinhood Radio presents Between the Stacks, a weekly chat about our local libraries.
I'm Meg Scher, the director of the David M. Hunt Library in Falls Village, and I'm here with Leslie Battis, the assistant director at the Norfolk Library, and we are talking about unusual exhibits today. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, Meg.
I'm excited to hear about what unusual things you have at Norfolk.
Well, for the past 50 years, we have had a new art show every month at the library. The associates host the reception on the first Sunday of the month, and the proceeds go towards our free events and programs. So out of those 50 years of exhibits, one of our most unusual exhibits was paper shoes.
Oh, cool.
Yes, they were very cool. Linda Philly creates paper shoes that are pieces of art. The shoes are made from cardboard and have bits of wrapping paper, packaging materials, old wallpaper, you name it. She puts them into the shoes.
Wow,
one shoe that I remember, was made from old sheet music, and she had used the sheet music to form roses that were like on the front of the shoe.
Oh, cool.
Very cool. Each shoe is unique, and it was a lot of fun to walk around and see each shoe and see what she had made them out of, and it was a very popular show. And mobiles were another unusual exhibit that we had, and that was Brad Robinson, and he makes mobiles from either shaped out of metal or from driftwood and stones. And they're just amazing. They're very articulated, so he might have a fish or a heron or a dragon. And that show was also very popular, and I think he sold out both times that he's been here.
Oh, cool.
Very cool. Yes. How about you? What unusual exhibits do you have?
So we also showcase art exhibits. We have the Hunt Library Art Wall that since 2011 has been showing different local artists. And it's a major part of the library's fundraising budget, the revenue we get from those exhibits. And it's really fun to have local artists on the art wall. Right now, we have an exhibit called Home Sweet Home. Every year during the winter, we do a partnership with the Kellogg School across the street. So each kid at Kellogg has a cigar box that they decorated in the theme of home. So there's some really amazing, you know, some look like their rooms, some look like what they imagine a space house might look like. It's really incredible. So there are 70 different cigar boxes on the wall. And our next art show after that is also really unusual. It's a man from Falls Village named John Copita, who is a teacher, and it's all script. So every piece, he has incredible handwriting.
Yep.
And every piece is script, and we'll be celebrating that exhibit on February 22nd from 2 to 4, so I'm really looking forward to that.
That is so interesting because our February exhibit is a lettering artist.
We have the same idea.
And she does calligraphy, and she puts letters and words into, you know, makes art out of them. So it's so neat that we have a similar theme in February.
Yeah, that's so cool. And the other thing I wanted to share, so last year the Hunt was part of a partnership with Libraries Without Borders, which is an international library organization that helps libraries expand outreach and services to different populations. So they worked with us on a number of projects, and one of them was called Village Voices, a Community Storytelling Pathway. So this project has a couple of different components. The first one is there are six signs out on the library lawn. So there are physical representations of whatever theme. We started last February with Black and African American heritage. So different. The school did one, a couple of different people in town, one of them whose family was shown in a Norman Rockwell painting, and how they came to be, shared their stories of their Falls Village stories around the theme of Black and African American heritage. And so that's a really cool exhibit, and I'm excited. We also have there are some digital aspects to that exhibit. We have a website that goes with it. And then there are some materials from our collection that are also inside the library. So it's really a three-part exhibit. And I'm excited to, I've been a little stumped on what the next one should be. So I'm thinking about, I had reached out to the Historical Society, and I'm thinking about doing one around Falls Village Farmers. That's the Historical Society's, special exhibit for this year.
Yep.
And also, we're doing a community writing workshop in Falls Village, which actually I just came from the first session. And the goal is to write a book in the next 6 months. So by the time that book is done, I'm also hopeful that that could be a great, those different stories will be a great component of our Village Voices exhibit.
What a wonderful thing that is. Wow.
Yeah. It was really nice to get different people involved telling their stories. We had volunteers involved building the actual exhibit. It was really a community effort, and I really love it when I look out the door and I see people walking their dog and reading about their neighbors.
Oh, that's great. What a wonderful idea.
Yeah, it was a really awesome. It's a really fun part of the library and a little bit of a unique thing that we have in Falls Village. Leslie, I'm interested to hear what you've been reading recently.
Well, I've just finished reading Eddie Winston is Looking for Love, and it's by Marianne Cronin. And it was just a very heartwarming book. The Eddie is 90 years old or young. He lives alone, and his not claim to fame, but maybe, is that he's never been kissed. And he works at a charity shop, and he meets a young woman who is donating the items from her dead boyfriend, and they form a friendship, and it's about how he helps her with her grief, and she helps him look for love. And it's just a really endearing book, a very heartwarming, good book for January.
Oh, that sounds so lovely.
And what about you?
So I finally got my hands on The God of the Woods by Liz Moore. I've been on the wait list since July.
Yes.
And I really enjoyed it. I usually don't do kind of suspense books, but I loved the kind of conversation on class that took place in this book and the historical piece of it. And so I really enjoyed that. And that book still is one of our most highly requested books. I can't keep it on the shelf. And as I've mentioned in a couple of our other conversations, I've been listening to nonfiction audiobooks. And the one that I just finished was called Medgar and Merle. It came out last year, and it was by Joy Ann Reed. And it talks about Medgar Evers, who's a civil rights activist that a lot of people don't know about, even though he played a huge role in civil rights activism alongside Martin Luther King, and his wife Merle, who after he was murdered continued his activism in her own right, and their love story. And so I learned an incredible amount listening to that. The author reads the book, and I really enjoyed that and highly recommend it.
That sounds good. A nonfiction book I read was The Service Berry by Robin Wall Kimmerer. It's been very popular to our library, I enjoyed that one also.
That was going to be my most requested nonfiction book.
Yes.
It's a nice segue right into that. We also can't keep that one on the shelf. What are some of the most requested books at your library, Leslie?
The Gray Wolf is still very popular and still, you know, comes in and goes right back out again. And then the other one is The Champagne Letters by Kate McIntosh. That's about Veuve Clicquot, the widow Clicquot, and how she takes on the wine business after her husband dies and Napoleon invades, and it's very good. How about
great.
You?
Intermezzo by Sally Rooney. Yeah, we can't keep Intermezzo on the shelves. I feel like we got, you know, over the summer there were so many wonderful releases, and people have just been very patiently waiting for them. James, also by Percival Everett, is still very highly requested at our library.
Have you found that there's like a lull in publishing?
I have. I was just thinking about that, and I was hearing from someone that really things should start picking up in February, but that, you know, right around the holidays, December and January, things kind of slow down.
Yes, it's been odd, but I'm happy to say that books are starting to come in again, and that's a good thing.
It absolutely is. We all need new things to read.
Mm-hmm.
Leslie, what are some events that are coming up at the Norfolk Library?
Well, we have a new book group that meets the first Monday of the month. And in February, we're meeting on the 3rd at 6 p.m. We're reading The Spy Coast by Tess Gerritsen, and wine and warm beverages will be served.
Lovely.
And then we have another book group that's been around for a while now. It's called Books and Boots, and it's a collaboration with the Norfolk Land Trust. Folks read a book, and then they discuss it on a local hike. But in the winter, it becomes Books and Booties, and they meet by the fire in the Great Hall. And so on Thursday, February 6th at 5:30, the group will discuss Mary Oliver's collection of essays, Upstream.
Nice.
And then we have some music on Sunday, February 16th at 4 p.m. It's a concert called Irresistible Tango from Buenos Aires to Warsaw. So it's some hot music to warm up a cold evening. How about you, Meg?
That sounds so fun. So we have a very busy Saturday this weekend. The Home Sweet Home exhibit that I mentioned is having its opening reception. Because it's kids, we shift it to 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and we serve cake and lemonade instead of the usual wine and cheese.
Yes.
But it's a great opportunity for kids to bring their families into the library and show off their artwork, which is really fun. And that same day, which is the Saturday, the 25th of January, we're doing local history trivia with the Historical Society at the Center on Main. I'm really excited about this. It's something I've been wanting to do for a while.
That's fun.
Yeah, and it's been so fun working on the questions with the Historical Society. And I think even if people come and don't know the answers, the amount that you'll get to learn about Falls Village is really fascinating. For instance, I learned that there was a farmer in Falls Village who had a two-headed calf.
Oh, yes. Oh, dear.
Right? And they have a picture of it in the Historical Society. So no end to the surprises that you will get to hear about at local trivia. And other things that are coming up for us, in February, in honor of Black History Month, rather, Peter Vermillier is going to do a talk for us on February 8th at 2 p.m. honoring the stories of local Civil War soldiers.
Mm.
So both Massachusetts and Connecticut had regiments that were all black soldiers. One of them, the Massachusetts one, Milo Friedland, was a soldier who was buried in East Canaan, and they actually have his gravestone in the Historical Society. So we'll talk about him a little bit. And then Peter did a lot of research into, I want to say it's the 29th Regiment, is the Connecticut Regiment. And he teaches at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. So a lot of the research he's been doing has been with students. So we're excited to have him talk about that. And finally, one of our big winter fundraiser is coming up on Saturday, February 15th from 6 to 8 p.m. It's called A Midwinter's Night in the Village. It's a really fun evening. It takes place at the library. And we have local people reading poetry and singing songs. We have this wonderful musical group called the Galactic Overtones that my husband is a part of. And they rehearse, they make one, you know, if we're lucky, they make one performance a year at this event, which is really fun. There's about six of them, and they'll be singing different songs. And we have a 16-foot-long breadboard that has bread and baked goods and all kinds of little appetizers on it. And it's just a really lovely excuse to get out of your house in the dead of winter and be with your neighbors and have a good time. So it's one of my favorite evenings of the year, and I'm really looking forward to it.
That it sounds fabulous. 16 feet of breadboard?
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. Zoe Fedorchenko, who's one of our wonderful volunteers and who chairs this particular event, her husband built this breadboard, and it comes out once a year. And it is really a feat. So we're really looking forward to that. It's nice to have things to look forward to in the winter.
It is. It definitely is. Yes, I agree. I want to come over and see how you fit 70 cigar boxes on your wall, so I may come over and see you soon.
Please do. And, you know, we're so lucky. Our art wall is all run by volunteers, and the curation team is so good. The amount of different kinds of art they get in that space is really amazing. Thanks so much for chatting with me, Leslie. This was so fun.
It was fun, and we'll talk to you next month.
Between the Stacks is produced at the facilities of Robin Hood Radio 91.9 FM, Sharon, Connecticut.